are listening to Agree to Disagree, a weekly or maybe weekly podcast about movies.
We'll see if it's worth it next week.
Yeah, we'll decide whether or not it's worth doing every
that's
week.
That's Louis Saunders.
And that's Anthony Ellison. And we're doing this podcast mainly because we rarely agree on a movie.
Right. And we think we amuse ourselves enough to where we're sure that everybody else is going to want to listen to us argue.
Yeah.
Because it only makes sense. Because that's what podcasts are. It's people who think they're special enough to record everything that they do. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's good. We're new to this, so it might take us a little while to get used to it. We don't have traditional radio backgrounds.
We plan on learning from you every bit as much as you're learning from us.
That's perfect. Cool. So our first movie this week was Inception, which Anthony just saw today.
Yep. Inception, a movie about a dude who can. Wow. The summary alone. Okay.
So it's a group of people who are able to infiltrate dreams. The lead character is Leonardo DiCaprio.
He can go in to steal dreams, and his stakes are that he's been accused of murdering his wife. So,
which actually, we find out later in the movie.
Right. Like the, and that's like a plot twist amongst a sea of other stakes in the movie. Yeah. So it's like, ooh, you know, you mean they accused you of killing your wife? Wow, that's really crazy considering you're also gonna blow up the world.
Yep.
Or implode the world. Or
sure.
It's such
so I think that we'll just start by kind of giving our initial impressions of the movie, how it affected us positively or negatively. I'll start. Can I start?
Please do.
I feel like it was insanely overrated. I've heard so many people talking about the movie beforehand and how amazing it was. So when I went in, I was expecting something.
Can you blame that on the movie?
No, you can't. But you can blame the movie for not actually being as good as people say it is, because that's the actual movie itself.
Wow, that was heady.
Okay. All right. So my impression of the movie is that, number one, most of the dialogue is just exposition, trying to explain the rules of the movie you're about to watch. So I didn't really care as much for Leonardo DiCaprio's plight and his the things he was going through, because we spent most of the movie just explaining how this inception works and what dreams within dreams and the rules, like what happens when you die in one dream or what happens, you know, in all these scenarios. And we get that, and it leads up to a really amazing action sequence that I think is fantastic and really, really fun. But I would say overall the movie is disappointing because I don't believe there are solid enough characters to bring it through. And I also believe that the movie doesn't have a point to it.
What really sucks about our first podcast is that I basically could have written out exactly what Louis just said. As I knew you were going to say that, and I knew that I agreed with you. However, I think it was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I thought it's an awesome movie. I think that you are giving it a hard time because of what other people said about it, which is fine.
That's probably true. That is probably true.
You fall into that trap a lot. I also think that you have a problem with it because it's not a clusterfuck mind-boggling, like Charlie Kaufman stroking himself off type of movie. I think that if it's going to be dreams inside of dreams inside of dreams, buildings falling, and all this other crazy stuff, because there was a lot of area that he never touched. He never made a wall melt, or he never did anything that... He didn't go as far into the reality bending stuff as he could have. And I like that. I'm glad he did, because I hate Synecdoche.
Well, we and, won't...
which is the same concept. Amazing. Which is the exact same concept. There's a reality inside of a reality.
Yeah, but I feel like there was like a statement that movie was trying to make, whereas I feel like this movie, the statement was basically we don't know whether or not we're in a dream or not with that last
not
shot.
Not true. That is just a stylistic little thing that he... had to put something in there at the very end. That
really?
Sean was...
Did he say that? Did he say, I just had to put something in there?
No, but I mean, what else is... I mean, are you just going to let it wrap itself up?
Conclusion to Trump too. Oh, he just had to put something there.
Yeah, absolutely. What else are you going to... I mean, the movie was so heady and so unending the whole time that you can't even... wrap up this sequence because it's just too big. There's not, you know, so you have to leave it like, which way does it go?
And I'm fine with that, but there was at no point,
like, don't let that, the movie is everything up to that. I don't think that has anything like,
okay, that's fine.
Because Sean, you know, I was talking to my roommate Sean afterwards, he was like, so do you think it was all a dream? And I'm just like, oh, fuck that, I don't care if it's all a dream. Like, the
no,
movie was
that's
all
fine.
The way up until,
you know. But if it had been a dream or if it hadn't been a dream, that would have actually made the movie say something about the movie you just watched. Instead of, here is a lot of action, but to what end? Like, what are they saying about dreams? What are they saying about reality? And I feel like at the end, nothing was said. I feel like it was a great way to lead up to a fun movie. But ultimately, for me, if you're going to make a movie about dreams...
You're talking about a theme. You want mm-hmm. a stronger theme. Thematic mm-hmm. thread.
Yeah.
What, like what?
I don't know. It's the filmmaker's opinion of this. Like, what? Okay, maybe if it's not dreams, it's, you know, is what they're doing
okay.
right? Is affecting someone's consciousness from the inside the correct thing to do? No one ever really said, like...
Themes are just one of those things that I think people are looking for and grasping at... But unless you want it to be there, it's not going to be there.
No, I mean, I think movies are made with... I think films and books have themes. I mean, you can't read
no.
A Tale of Two Cities
yes,
and say that there
no.
aren't obvious themes that were
right.
written in deliberately.
Right.
And that's
okay.
what makes it so good. And what makes a movie without a theme lesser. Or
See,
makes a book without a theme lesser. May make it entertaining, but it doesn't make it as... to me... From,
it doesn't
make it as quality of a movie.
Okay. So, what is the theme of Gladiator?
I haven't seen Gladiator in a long time.
What is the theme of Top Gun?
Well, you're talking about action movies, and that's fine.
Which is exactly what Inception is.
Well, I know, but I...
At the end of the movie, during the movie, I had to... constantly remind myself, yes, we're going into dreams and we're going out of dreams and whatever. This is an action flick, so enjoy it.
But you had to do that. The movie, I feel like...
No,
the way
the whole time, I was running to keep up with the movie in a good way. The whole time, like, I'm like, oh, awesome. You know, there is that exposition. And that has to be there. There's no option.
Well,
Which,
could there be less?
Ellen, I don't know. There were also a lot of good lines in it. There were a couple really good lines.
Yeah, but no, that's okay. You can't think of them. I'm totally fine with why you like the movie as an action movie. Here's the thing. I actually want something more when I go to a movie. I do want them to have a point of view. I think you can do action and have a point of view, which is why Top Gun is just fun. It's a bubblegum movie. You know, Gladiator is a bubblegum movie. And
not
that's
if you're
fun.
In the Air Force.
But
if you're in the Air Force, I'm sure there are a lot of things in there that would strike you as familiar.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And if I could go into dreams, I'm sure I would get a lot more out of Inception.
If you dreamed, there were a lot of things where I was like, oh, yeah.
Here's probably. The other problem I had with it. I don't feel like the dreams were very dreamlike. I feel like logic in dreams is different. And they had these worlds that did weird stuff. But in my dreams, people do weird things. There's strange, other strangeness about it. And I never got that feeling. I always felt like this is just a manipulated world. And I just wasn't buying these dreams as actual dreams.
I did because they were telling me it's a dream. And okay. I wasn't thinking to myself, oh, well, thanks, Nolan, for telling me this is a dream. I was literally, like I said before, it had me struggling the whole time to find out how are they going to do this? How are they going to get to the next depth or whatever, or the next level? I forget what they called it.
Yeah, the dream within a dream.
The dream, yeah. And the whole idea of, you know, the kick and the waking up and the going under and dying and ending up in the limbo, which I thought actually there were a few times when I laughed at the lines too. I know that I'm going back on my word here, but when they were like, oh no, you don't want to die. You don't want to die when you're in a dream. Why not? Because you can end up in limbo. And then everybody all of a sudden knows what the hell he's talking about. It's like, no, not everybody. You guys, I know you got together because you're the dreamscapers and you have this little crew. Oh, the other thing that I hate is everybody looks like everybody in his movies are always dressed like they're rich fashion designers. I can't stand that. There's no that.
So just, Nolan. So
yes.
I'm just trying to think of other Nolan. And you know, Batman. Again, I am being nitpicky, and I understand that I'm being nitpicky.
I think we're all entitled to our nitpickiness. You are entitled to think whatever.
Anthony
you want.
Just put his hand on my knee to try to, you know,
in a sarcastic, condescend. Yeah, condescending. Sure.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
But I think what we're getting at here is that if you're looking for a fun action movie, I totally think it's great.
If far and away worth it to watch.
Sure, yeah.
Way, I mean, the Cobra Command Center. Here's another thing. I was a half hour late to the movie.
Sorry, are you serious?
Yeah.
You couldn't
And
so you didn't even see the beginning of the movie?
I missed the first 25 minutes of the movie. But I think I came in at the perfect time because the movie was the perfect length. And they were just... He was in the helicopter and they were just explaining exactly what they do and why they're there and what he wants.
Well, maybe that's for the rest problem, of the movie. That there's a 25 extra minutes before that where you are also explained the same exact thing by the characters.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's like, we have to
remind
you.
Can we start
you.
This over? I'm kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding with you.
All right. I have a feeling we're going to need Sean in on these. Really going to...
No, it's fine. So, there are other things I want to talk about.
Okay.
Where are they? And, I mean, where does he get accused of killing his wife?
That later in the movie, you don't know that till, you know... Like, right. You just know there's something.
But
going
you know
on
how they're in the
wife.
Helicopter, yeah. And then they get the proposition.
Yeah.
Where is that? Is that in Brazil or South America? Because they show that wide shot of that huge city.
Yeah.
And it's clearly like way bigger than anything.
It's like Dubai or something. I think it's more like a Dubai city.
No, because it was older. Like Dubai is really new.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Just wondering if it had anything to do with the movie that I watched.
Yeah.
Also,
it's a good thing to discuss on a podcast, you know.
Right.
Just things you need clearing up.
What? Well, indulge me. Why does the Asian guy want information from the other guy? Why does he want to steal his safe combo or whatever?
No. He doesn't want to steal his safe combo. He wants to do the inception. He wants to put the idea in his head, not to to sell the company to him. Because if they don't sell the company to him,
it'll be a monopoly.
Yeah, it'll be a monopoly.
I got it. I understood that. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah. It's really good for us to make sure that, you know, people out there know the questions you have.
Maybe. You know. Shit. A lot of people had a lot of questions about the movie. Mm-hmm. I, for one, was never confused. I mean, other than...
I was never confused. I wanted to be confused. People,
yeah, I did. I was, too.
I feel like this is going to happen a lot, where we have kind of the same opinions of certain things, but we'll come to different conclusions. You'll be like, yeah, I wanted to be more confused, too. But I love the movie. Whereas, like, I wanted to be confused.
I don't, too. I'll be honest with everyone, I don't want to agree with you. And I think that's part of our deal.
Yeah. I think we should also be honest.
I'm honest. You can be honest. You can believe your own lies. You do it all the time. All right. Why?
That's a great idea.
Why was Ellen Page even in the movie? Just for exposition?
No, I think so. I don't know. She, just as an actress, she really bothers me.
Yeah, me too. Damn it. I thought she was horrible in Juno, even though that was a really charming movie.
It was a terrible movie.
It was charming.
I love how many bad things you have to say about movies, but are still can turn around and immediately say, oh, it was great. It was perfect. The movie was perfect.
I'm sorry that I'm complex and I don't just put a blanket over every idea that I have and just call it one thing.
We all come to our different conclusions. You just come to the wrong conclusions with the same information.
Why don't you let me show the people that by the way I talk rather than you summing up everything I say right after I say it?
Okay.
Otherwise, it's like agree to let Louis analyze. That should be the name of the podcast. Agree to be analyzed by Louis because you are just so quirky and cute.
All right, let's keep going.
I thought, you know what I kept thinking of? And this is a total joke. 69 inside of a 69 inside of a 69. But you know what I mean? Like, remember when she makes infinity with the two
mirrors? Yeah.
And then she touches it. She touches it and it breaks. And then he's like, I'm impressed. It's like, why? Why? What did you... Why?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yeah, that was another thing. Like, there was a lot of...
Why were you impressed?
This is important because we're telling you it's important.
Right, exactly.
You know? So I felt like I feel like a lot of the ideas in that movie were that. Like, here's why this is so important. Or not saying why something was important, just saying it was important. And then... just assuming you were going to, just go along with that. Because to be honest, I feel like even the whole idea of them going in and, like, putting this idea in someone's head, like, to me it sounds like there are also other ways to do this that are a little more efficient, you know? Or there are other solutions to the problem at hand, but nothing, you know... it was just like, this is the only way this can happen. So we have to risk our lives and go inside, you know.
I did, you know, I think I get what you're saying. I think you actually made sense just now. When she was like, somehow Ellen Page knew everything about dream invading after they had gone into two dreams or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she's like, listen, you can't do that, but I think I know a way that we can do that. We go to the next level, which was always the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a deeper dream. And then she was telling him to warn everyone that his wife was going to show up again with all the time. Mm-hmm. Also, Man, I wish she was. What do you?
It's just gonna be loud. That's gonna make a lot of noise.
I think it adds character.
All right, we should have a kickball with us.
Okay.
All right, keep going. I don't want to overanalyze the kickball.
Who's the actress that plays his wife? Is she the French lady that won an Academy Award? Is this why we need Charlie? Have you seen the movie about the French singer? They actually play one of her songs in the movie. You know how they play a song to allow the people to know when to kick or whatever? They play one of her songs are really famous. God, what's her name? La Vie en Rose is the name of the movie. Have you seen
it? Oh, I've heard of it. I haven't seen
it. Is she that actress? She's also in the horrible Dillinger movie that came out.
Oh, yeah.
In Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
She's in that.
Okay.
You don't want to go with me on this?
I don't know
who you're talking about. Well, then say yes or no. Don't you say
did, okay. I said yes, I've heard of the movie. No, I don't know.
Sorry for wasting your time.
He's talking to the microphone right now. You wouldn't really know.
I think she was way too hot and like way too perfect to be this imperfect character. The casting of the whole thing, I thought was a little messed up.
I will say that I thought his friend, the guy from Third Rock from the Sun, he was great.
He was not good. I mean, his character was by far the most awesome character because he
knew what was going on,
and he had the facilities to really react within the world, no matter what the world threw at him. Like he knew how to fight when they were tumbling,
okay,
or when the when the room was tumbling, which I thought was super sweet, but. That's a total badass character. He is not a badass. He's not a badass actor.
But I thought that was cool. I thought that he was like, he looked younger, but the fact that he was badass almost made it more badass because he didn't look badass.
No. See, we already have to work a lot in the movie. I don't want to have to give them cushion. Does that make sense? I don't want to, like, give him the benefit of the doubt of saying, oh yeah, if I watch him a certain way.
You're already giving enough benefit of the doubt through the rest of the movie, right? I just don't like having to give too much benefit of the doubt.
I have some of it to spare.
I will.
And I'll give it to the movie.